Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddy J.
And it's Yellow Vanilla.
Yeah, this is, but well, she was just going to be my special guest, but tonight she's also my special guest co-host, too. So, big ups to that. And, you know, we're going to catch you guys up on who she is and all that good stuff. Yeah, I was shocked. I want you guys to please put Chelsea, you know, keep Chelsea in your prayers because, you know, the stuff was good. I don't want to get too much into it because you know what I mean. But, you know, just put some, the prayer words is pray for our family. So I'm going to say, I'm not going to give you too much. Pray for it. Nothing negative. It's just pray for them. We're going to leave it at that.
It's good to pray for people regardless. Just
yeah.
Throw it up there.
Just trust our judgment. But anyways, yeah, so very glad. I know I'm on the Monday show to call it CNC Petty Factory. Well, today is CNY Petty Factory. So, yeah, first off, let them know, like, for those who don't know who you are,
okay.
Tell them who you are and, you know, how you got into the industry.
Okay, well, I'm Yella Vanilla. I have been modeling since I was 8 months old, basically breaking out now in Los Angeles. just to broaden my horizon with my brand. I have a clothing line, and I also work with Mr. Ceddy J here. I'm basically starting this movement of mine to just show the world that no matter how much chaos, how much problems and all that stuff, you know, that we can become a greater good and fight through that. You know, I think it's very important. That's why I was happy he was like, pray for her. That stuff is important to me. And I think it's important to stand up for each other, stand up for our people, not black, not white, our people, and really conquer this world because there's a lot of things out there that is trying to stop us way more than Trump's wall. So, you know, we got to get it together here. And so I'm here to do that with you guys, because we're a team, right?
Yeah, you know.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Make dream work, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What's up, good, Rich? What's good? See you in the chat. But yeah, so, yeah, like, one of the things that, like, I like, so, kind of go backwards in time for everybody. So, with Dara, I'm a.k.a. Yellow Vanilla. Like, the way I came across you at first was, of course, to those of y'all who've been following me for recently and for a while now. Y'all know I have a magazine called Human Canvas Magazine. Human Canvas. We've been out for 5+ years now. 5 years was the fifth year was back in. Mark was back in September or whatnot. But yeah, so what we ended up doing was, like, I think it was our fifth issue, as a matter of fact. And that was the one that you were in.
Yeah.
Which that was, though, that was one of our highest selling issues, by the way, for those who don't, you know, who don't know. I'm just putting y'all on. I ain't just over here just tooting the horns. Like, that is legit. So, and I remember, and I did, that was, like, kind of stuff that, like, really reminded me, like, man, like, some of my friends, like, really liked my stuff. Because I remember, like, you were in it and you were featured in it, and my friend, he looked at the magazine, he came to your spray and was like, damn, man, who's she, man? Who this chick right here, bro? Who this chick right here? And so it was funny because, yeah, I got to take so much in from that because, one, again, like, it's crazy to see your friends, like, trip out. You know, you put this magazine out. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But then it's like now, you know, we're here, we're working together. And it's funny because that's that memory. I remember I first told you that my friend said that you were laughing. But, yeah, how does it feel like to know? No, because same way, I feel like it's still surreal to me. How does it feel to know that people are, like, supporting your work and actually loving it?
I mean, it's good because I know in the entertainment industry it's very hard, and you feel alone most of the time because it's an entrepreneurial job. So it's kind of like you're doing everything yourself, and usually a lot of the motivation comes from within.
Yeah.
So it does feel good to, like, really, yeah, I do remember that. Even the guy, Rick, when he told me, he was like, man, everybody likes your stuff. And I'm like, oh, you know, I mean, because I love my stuff. It's a passion. When you have a passion, you don't really think about that. But it does. It feels nice. And I'm glad we get to work together now because it's good to, you know, have a team, a solid team. Like, we worked together way back then, but now we can do it again. And we know we got some stuff rocking.
Yeah, like, I know, like, one of the things, too, like, that's so thrilled is, again, because you said you, because, no, we were having a discussion earlier. I remember you've been doing it for a while, but I forgot just how far back you actually were modeling since you were eight?
8 months old, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I started in beauty pageants. And one day I'll post the pictures, but I still got all my little trophies. I never actually won, but I always got, you know, like third, fourth place and stuff like that. But yeah, I did a lot of beauty pageants and then got into an agency at a very young age, and they flew me out a lot to be in, like, catalogs, and had a picture up in Walmart for like 3 years modeling for glasses. And, you know, stuff like that. So that's my strong suit is modeling. But I definitely want to break more into the acting and doing, like, voiceover. And my favorite is, like, horror. So because y'all listening, I want to be in a horror movie.
Yeah, I've seen, like, some of the stuff like you did. Like, there was, like, a monologue you did. I remember that. Mm-hmm. See, you're going to be rising.
Yeah.
I'll be paying attention. But, yeah, you had, like, where you were, like, in the tub. And, like, you were, like, pretty much going against yourself.
Mm-hmm. And if y'all want to see it, it's called A Yellow Moment of Movement on YouTube. And anything, Daryl Lagarde or Yellow Vanilla on YouTube is on my stuff. But, yeah, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, so, no, like, what, like, the thing that trips me out is that, again, and, like, this is for everyone that's listening and watching, like, for me, I like when I see people who, like, it's one thing for you to do something you love, but when you're consistent about it, that's what I love about people, when I see them being consistent. Because it's easy to get into something, but it's even harder to stay in it. And so I cannot stress that enough. When I see people really on their stuff, that really draws me. So, yeah.
And it's important because, like, you want to work on your craft. I mean, if you just do one thing and then just stop, like, what was the purpose of even doing what you were doing? You know, if you have a passion in something, nothing should stop you from doing anything to keep going with it. Never a competition outside. It's within yourself to always do better than what you did before. Yeah, I think it's very, very important to keep going.
Okay, that's what's up. What we're going to do is, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. We come back, we're going to chop it up with you some more. We got some other stuff coming up. Like, we have on Mondays, y'all know I do something called Crickets of the Week. First off, I got some famous Crickets of the Week coming up. And I also got some people that I know out there I'm putting on blast. And this time, all people, I don't usually name names, but today I'm naming some damn names.
Oh,
shit. So, yeah, so I will be, when we come back, we'll get into more with Yellow Vanilla, and shoot, we'll be right back right here. Again, the show simulcast is both on the Blog Talk channel and also on Facebook Live on the Steady J Dust page. So follow us on both. You can be able to keep up with both and whatnot. So we'll be back after this right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Steady J. What's up, Nate? What's up, Sharon Barrow? What's up? I'm going to see some people I'm missing. Kiki, do you love me? So I see a bunch of shout-outs I'll be giving out. So, yeah, we'll be back after this, people. And if you ever want to call in, if you ain't going to be crazy, you call in 347-202-0389. We will take your call. What's up, Arsenio? What's good? So yes, we're gonna go to a song break. We'll be back right after this. Let's see. I wanna put some Ratchet on. I think I'm gonna put some Ratchet on. Yeah, I'm gonna go some Ratchet. Okay. Yeah, I'm going up. School is going up. Where my boy at? Yep. Okay. DJ Chose, feature MC Breezy everywhere I go. Back into this.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Here I go, on rap my shit. Here I go, on rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, on rap my shit.
I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. Instead, they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm my tune, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told that nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rep my shit. Real nigga here, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rep my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rep my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
Nobody, nobody, want to.
I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
Luciano, FBB Luciano. Man, I done got jumped, but I ain't ever ran. Kick into the money, know the check is coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lanes or haters, fame. Keep it player with DB, what gang? He don't want these bottles, make me come out of retirement. Grip my c***, I'm just a product of my environment. 80 flows on rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they dub up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a hater hand behind my bra. DJ Chose, let him know. Showing out, run at him.
Get your drugs.
Here I go, on rap my shit. Here I go, on rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, on rap my shit.
Alright, y'all, we're back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Yeah,
the vanilla. Mm-hmm. Look at you. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes some people come on here and they forget their goddamn name. It's okay.
Okay.
What's up? What's up, Tom? What's up, Cass? Alright, so. That's the more stuff we give you. Now. Of course, this interview was not going to be just all bubble gum and cotton candy. I'm going to be a little messy, too. So,
I like messy.
Yes, it'll be a little messy. And I'm telling you, exclude me from this list. I'm telling you. So, if you had to pick a top three in exact order, don't be random. I want you to be in exact order. Top three people you have worked with. Don't put me in the list. Who are the top three that you would pick?